Welcome back to the program. It is 7:37. And while Tom is briefly taking a few moments to hide the evidence of his snipe hunt excursion that he was on over the last few days, we shall take a look at some behavior of others that, well, is less than exemplary, shall we? 28-year-old individual by the name of Roger Ray Ireland of Edgewater, Maryland, has a warrant out for his arrest for violating his probation. That happens. And the Anne Arundel County, Maryland Police Department does something called Wanted Wednesdays, where they make old-school wanted posters for people with warrants and post them on Facebook. Last Wednesday, they posted one for Roger. But when he found out, you know, he was on Facebook and that they had made the post, he signed on, went to the post, liked it, and made the comment, "Y'all will never catch me." Well, apparently that maybe motivated some of the police officers to catch him. They used a combination of leads and tips and tracked him down in Baltimore the very next day.
Criminals are stupid. I mean, they're just so stupid, and social media is making them stupider.
Is that a word?
It is now.
Stupider? All right, there it is. I have to agree with you. If you are that dumb,
they called it lying low for a reason.
Yeah,
you're not supposed to advertise your crime.
And I'm glad that they're that dumb because it makes it easier for the cops to go in and catch them and bring them in. Mm. It's those wily, you know.
Yeah, we didn't need Sherlock Holmes to solve this case.
Right? No, yeah. No, he pretty much did it on his own for us, and we're appreciative.
Oh, goody. Mm. It's my favorite part of the show. Mm-hmm. A quick look at the news.
So how was Comic-Con?
You know, I didn't go. Mm. I'm not a big comic book guy.
It's not what we heard.
I thought Tom was dressed as a stormtrooper.
I thought...
Actually, one of my favorite comic book heroes, though, is coming to TV this year. The Flash. I always liked The Flash.
Of course you did. We heard you were dressed as The Flash at Comic-Con.
If I could get a Flash costume, I'd wear it. You could be a Flash costume, I'll wear it.
Really?
The Flash was my favorite, man.
Please, no.
No?
Oh, I have ideas now. A group of women at Comic-Con were apparently getting...
It's not The Flash, sure. It's The Flash. Will you cut it out? Jeez.
Yes, Tom in a trench coat.
A group of women at Comic-Con were getting signatures on a petition that was asking the convention to implement rules against sexual harassment.
Mm-hmm.
And it worked. Every time one of the girls pulled the petition out of her Princess Leia slave girl bikini, 20 guys signed up. Right around.
Yeah.
Booyah!
At Comic-Con in San Diego, a car apparently hit and injured a woman during a zombie walk. What an idiot the driver is. I mean, everybody knows you have to hit them in the head. God. Okay, so let's see here. So counting the Padres, there were two places in San Diego to see people moving at the pace of zombies.
Could the Padres, as a promotional item, have a Comic-Con night?
They should.
Where people go out to the ballpark dressed as whatever.
In an interview to promote her film Sharknado 2, Tara Reid claimed a tornado of sharks was actually possible. Though in her defense, she's an idiot. Lana Del Rey.
She's a good-looking idiot.
No, she's kind of hit the wall harder than Dale Earnhardt. Anyway, Lana Del Rey.
Stop with that joke, will you? Come on.
It still works. Lana Del Rey says she slept with lots of men in showbiz, but it did not help her singing career. She was responding to the question, "How are you like Clay Aiken?"
Oh, my. You know, I was walking walking through the grocery store the other day, and one of the guys who was stocking the meat shelves says, the segment today with the look for the joke, where's Waldo of jokes? There wasn't any. There weren't any good ones at all.
What does he know?
I said, thank you very much.
What does he know? He's stocking meat. Huh? What, are you a comedian there, buddy? Huh? You know funny when you hear it.
We can do your job. You can't do ours.
I don't know if I'd won. You know, but the sad part of it is
he was probably right. Yeah.
A New Zealand man has 41 tattoos of Homer Simpson on his body. He calls the tattoos a good conversation starter with the Simpson fans and a good conversation ender with the ladies. Apparently, Israel and Hamas have agreed to a ceasefire. I've got a feeling this one's going to work because you know what they say. The 10,000th time is the charm. That apparently is the end of our quick look at the news, if you don't mind.
Believe your butcher.
If you don't mind, please use all your... Thank you. Wow. With support like you. Anyway, use all the information we've provided to you, you know, for good. Not for evil.
I try to lose weight and I'm on this grapefruit diet. Is this not the worst? Can't wait. I was like hungry this morning, so I had like 12 grapefruits. Which is okay. But when I go to the bathroom now, I keep squirting myself in the eye. I'm trying to lose weight. I love to eat cookies. Can't lose weight and eat cookies. That ain't happening. Doctor says you don't want to eat cookies. You just psychologically want something to crunch. So if I wanted something to crunch, I'd eat wood. I want cookie. He says, well, next time, instead of a cookie, why don't you try a rice cake? Yum, yum, huh? They're very good with fudge on them. Have you tried it that way?
Central Wisconsin's News Talk, AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.